We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is the Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network. As the Mets win, they knock off the Tigers tonight, 5-4 in 13 innings. As the Mets get all their work done offensively from their catchers tonight. And something sort of rare happened in this game, as it turns out. The Mets getting a 3-home-run game from the catching position using multiple catchers. Gary Carter is the only 3-home-run game ever by a Mets catcher. But there have never been two Mets combining for a 3-home-run game behind the plate. It's never happened before. Wilson Ramos hit two. Tomas Nido hit one. In fact, according to Sarah Langs on Twitter, she says the last time that any team had 3 home runs from two catchers in one game happened in September of 1999 by the Reds, Eddie Taubensy and Brian Johnson. So who knew something like that would be so rare, but that's what the Mets got from Ramos and Nido tonight. And the highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. It was Jason Vargas getting the start, and it was a bumpy start from the get-go for Vargas. At least it was for the first couple of hitters, but after that, he settled in pretty nicely. Nico Goodrum with a base hit. Dawel Lugo singled, and then Nicholas Castellanos with a sac fly to score Goodrum. So the Tigers had a run right away, but Vargas got Miguel Cabrera to bounce into a double play, and even though Vargas allowed men to reach in every inning, he would not give up any more runs. One run in 5 innings from Vargas as he walked 3 and struck out 3. Over his last 5 starts, Vargas' ERA has been 2.74, and he's been painting the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ryan Carpenter had allowed 14 runs in his first 9 major league innings this year, but he wasn't bad today either. And if it weren't for Wilson Ramos, Carpenter would have kept the Mets off the board. But it was Ramos in the middle of the Mets order today, batting cleanup, and he would get his big day started against Carpenter in the bottom of the second.
We start with Wilson Ramos, right-hand batter, and the first pitch. Fastball hit deep to left field. This ball is long gone over the Great Wall of Flushing to the left of the 370 mark. Wilson Ramos stays hot. His 4th home run of the year, but he has been on fire for about 2 weeks now, and he has tied this ball game. Mets 1, Tigers 1 here in the last of the second.
Ramos has hit 395 in his last 13 games, and the Mets were on the board with a 1-1 tie in the bottom of the second inning. The Mets in the fourth would get some sort of a gift from not only the Tigers, but from second base umpire Ron Culpa. J.D. Davis led off the fourth inning by bouncing a ball to the third baseman Lugo, who booted it, so Davis reached on an E5. It was the first time in the game that Ryan Carpenter had to pitch from the stretch with a man on base. No one else on the Mets had reached except for Ramos with his home run. So on the first attempt with a man on, Carpenter balked Davis to second. He must now have realized what he did wrong, because on the next attempt, he balked again, and Davis was standing at third. Carpenter rebounded to strike out Pete Alonso, but he could not get past Wilson Ramos. 0-1 to Ramos. Ground ball, base hit, left field. J.D. Davis scores, and Wilson Ramos has driven in both Mets runs so far today. The Mets have their first lead. It's 2-1. Ramos has not faced the Tigers much in his career, but he's gone 9-for-17 against them with 4 home runs, the fourth of which would come later in the game. But first, the Tigers went to work against the Mets bullpen. After Vargas pitched his 5 innings, Tyler Batchelor entered. He walked Grayson Griner, the catcher, with 1 out, and then struck out the number 8 batter, Jacoby Jones. But Detroit used a pinch hitter for Ryan Carpenter, and it turns out Brandon Dixon was swinging a big bat off the Tiger bench.
Here's the 1-1. Curveball hit high in the air to left field, pretty deep. Davis back at the track, at the wall. He looks up, and it's gone. That ball landed in the second deck as it just kept carrying. A pinch hit, two-run homer for Brandon Dixon, and the Tigers have taken a 3-2 lead.
Brandon Dixon, who hit a walk-off home run earlier this year against the Royals, now has a pinch hit home run as he went deep there. The first pinch hit homer for the Tigers this year. They only had one all of last year. It was by Dawell Lugo against Josh Hader of the Brewers late last season. But that home run by Dixon put Detroit on top 3-2. It was a short-lived lead as Nick Ramirez entered the game. Pitching in the bottom of the sixth, he walked the first batter he faced, Ahmed Rosario, before retiring the next two. However, the Wilson Ramos show was in full swing.
First pitch to him. Swing and a drive in the air to right. That's well hit. Castellanos back, and there she goes. Home run for the red-hot Wilson Ramos. He hit it just behind the Honda clubhouse into the lower right field stands. The second home run of the game for Ramos. He's got five on the year now, and the Mets have come right back and taken a 4-3 lead.
Mets ahead on Ramos' second home run of the game. First time in a Mets uniform that Ramos has had a multi-home run game, and it was 4-3 with the lead now in the hands of Robert Gesellman in the seventh. Gesellman would give up a one-out single to Nicholas Castellanos. Then Miguel Cabrera bounced into an inning-ending double play. In the eighth inning, Gesellman would allow a one-out double to Josh Harrison. It was just a ground ball that snuck into left center field, but Harrison with great speed and the outfielders playing deep, he was able to get two bases out of it. Grayson Griner then grounded out to second, moving Harrison to third base, and the Mets, who have said they will start using Edwin Diaz for four-out save opportunities, brought Diaz into the game in the top of the eighth to face Jacoby Jones.
Here's a 2-2 to Jones. Fastball looped to shallow right. Altair coming on. He can't get there. It's a base hit, and the game is tied. Harrison scores from third, pointing at Jacoby Jones at first, who delivers a two-out, two-strike single against Edwin Diaz, and the Tigers have tied it 4-4.
Jones with his fifth RBI of the series. He's hit .294 over his last 11 games. Still batting under .200 for the season. That's how poorly it has gone for Jacoby Jones. But apparently he's figured some things out. And that bloop base hit off of Diaz would give Edwin Diaz his first blown save in a Mets uniform. And his first blown save after 22 consecutive saves converted, dating back to last August. So it was a tie game, 4-4, and the Mets would elect not to use Diaz for the top of the ninth inning. They used Wilmer Font instead. Font got through the ninth and then the tenth, despite a couple of men reaching in the top of the tenth inning. Daniel Zamora allowed two hits in the 11th, but no runs. Hector Santiago had to walk the tightrope in the 12th inning as the bases were loaded with one out, but Santiago struck out Jacoby Jones and got John Hicks to fly out to center. Then Santiago worked a 1-2-3 top of the 13th. Meanwhile, the Tiger relievers held serve. Blaine Hardy a couple of scoreless innings. Victor Alcantara, he pitched a scoreless frame. So did Daniel Stumpf, despite the fact that Stumpf allowed the bases loaded with one out in the bottom of the 11th. He struck out Aaron Altair and then got Adani Echevarria out on a comebacker. It was Joe Jimenez in the 12th inning working a 1-2-3 frame. And then it was Buck Farmer's turn in the bottom of the 13th. But Farmer left a pitch out over the plate to Tomas Nito, and that would be the last pitch of the night.
2-0 pitch. Nito lifts it in the air to right center field. That's pretty deep. Jones going back. Jones at the wall. It's gone. A home run. Tomas Nito with a game-winning home run for the Mets into the Tigers' bullpen in right center field to the left of the 380 mark. Jones started to climb the wall, but it is Nito who is getting sprayed with all kinds of debris at home plate as the Mets are out to mob their catcher, Tomas Nito, with a game-winning home run against Buck Farmer in the bottom of the 13th has given the Mets a 5-4 win.
5-4 the final. Tomas Nito hitting the third of the Mets' three home runs, all from their catchers tonight. First Mets walk-off homer of the year and the first by a Mets catcher since 2010. That year, the Mets had three different catchers at walk-off home runs. According to Statman Eric Hornick, they were Rod Barajas, Henry Blanco, and Josh Tolley. And now Nito joins that list of catcher walk-off home runs by a Met in the post-Mike Piazza era. Those are the only four that have happened since Piazza left a Mets uniform behind. But Tomas Nido came through in a big way tonight. 5-4, the Mets win as they even up this series at a game apiece.